Wake up.
A steaming hot cup of Nikki and Zamello.
Coast FM.
Saturday's not just going to be a big day for footy. I noticed a promo on Seven saying that it's also Cox Plate Day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a huge day of sport. Mm. You imagine how much bubbly and various other frothy things are going to be drunk over the course of the day.
I think that was half of the reason why they actually pushed it back to
nighttime. Yeah, well, it kind of makes sense. Well, yeah.
No conflict during the broadcast.
Everything gets a chance to breathe in amongst all that. Because the Cox Plate, I mean, that's up there with the Caulfield and Melbourne Cups.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when it comes to event racing, that's the one.
Yep.
Seven have announced the commentary team for the grand final, not surprisingly. Bruce McAvaney and Brian Taylor, pretty much, haven't they called everything this season?
I think so. Look, every big game at least.
From what I can tell, they were there. Yeah, I mean, when Seven were doing it, when it was a Foxtel game, obviously not. But apparently they haven't, obviously they haven't been in the same room. But yes, that at least is happening too for the grand final. They managed to get them together and quarantine them and all the bits, you know, spray them down with some sort of disinfectant and then they're ready to go. With Luke Hodge and Abby Holmes helping out. So no Baz, I notice, on that lineup.
Well, it's been busy, isn't it?
Well, fair enough too. He's got enough on his plate right now. By the way, it's going to be warm this weekend.
Yes, gorgeous. We've got 25 on Saturday and 30 here in Mandurah on Sunday.
So 34.
Lovely.
In Perth. So all around, wherever you are, you know, I reckon the beaches are going to be busy.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a bit of a workout Sunday. I noticed people wandering around with wet towels, you know, on Sunday.
Yeah, last weekend was pretty warm too.
So get into it.
Getting into summer.
Now, you're likely to see a bit more in your pay packet from here on. We just...
Oh, me? Have you gifted me something?
I have, yes. You're in my will now.
Wonderful.
No, from here, we just missed out last time because the kickover into the new tax territory, I think we missed it by a day. But basically, if you haven't yet, government tax cuts kick in. And they reckon if you're earning between $48,000 and $90,000, you'll be seeing maybe 20 bucks per week extra.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Look
so
out.
That's 40 bucks a fortnight. So, yeah.
It was, wasn't it like 400 bucks or something by the time you got to tax time?
Possibly.
Oh, no. End of the year?
Yeah,
oh,
maybe. And look, it will backdate, but you won't get that till tax time.
Yeah.
It'll backdate back to the start of the financial year.
So maybe a couple of Christmas prezzies extra that'll pay for the end of the year. A
couple of Secret Santas sorted.
Done.
Right there. Now, the other thing, we were just listening, you know, people in Bathurst that were there for the big race have been urged to get a COVID check.
Yeah, goodness, that's the last thing we need, isn't it?
I know, but since a wastewater test has revealed evidence of the virus kicking around the sewers.
Now, so someone's had a wee-wee.
Yeah.
And it's in their wees.
It's very scary what they can tell from sewage tests these days.
I didn't even know they tested it. Like,
well, you
is that part of the COVID thing? They wanted to test, but what's the point of testing afterwards?
Well, they do it just to see, just generally. Well, that's where they get levels of drug use from.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, so you go through it, they're like, right, someone's got COVID, we think you're pregnant. few of you should definitely not have been driving, judging by the drug results.
You need more iron.
Yeah, and most of you need more fibre, I think it's fair to say.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
First off, a heads up for tomorrow. It's Loud Shirt Day tomorrow.
Is it?
It's the day you wear something really obviously bright and colourful and possibly tasteless to help give deaf children the gift of sound and speech.
Wonderful.
Loudshirtday.org.au is the website. That's tomorrow. I thought I'd actually, for a change, I'd actually let you know ahead of time so you can actually, you know, plan your wardrobe. Do some washing if you need to.
Good idea.
Today's also International Stuttering Awareness Day.
Okay.
Now, I feel like we've come a long way from how we used to react to stuttering as a society. We're making good strides on that front, but many who stutter do still feel alone and isolated. So there's definitely work to be done. So today's the day to recognise.
Yeah.
Also, I nearly missed this, but today is the beginning of the Make Smoking History Targa West Rally.
Hey.
Kicks off for the 16th time and goes through to the 25th of October 2020 with rally action going on around Perth, Whiteman Park, Ellenbrook, Kalamunda, including the Zigzag, Parkerville 2J, Chittering and Bullsbrook, along with Malaga prior to the finale at the City of Perth Special Stage along Riverside Drive.
Wonderful. So all your rev heads, get up there and check it out this weekend.
Can we fit any more into this weekend, Ben? Given that
if
that's...
If you tried.
Grand final, Cox Plate, and Targa West going on over the course of it.
Yep, and the NRL Grand Final.
Well, yeah, but we don't talk about that.
There anyway, are people that talk about it.
All right,
it,
there are some.
You can't deny it.
So it's a sports lover and an NRL lover's weekend.
Well, he's going to have a kick, all right. They'll complain. It's a big kick. It's a big kick.
The Coast Scoreboard with Malcolm Blight.
And once more, with feeling for season 2020, Malcolm Blight, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Nikki DeMello. How guys? How you going?
Very well.
We're good. We're excited. Well, we're not as excited as we could be, I guess.
Well, true.
But it is still exciting.
Yes.
Grand final.
Yeah, it is. It's not quite the grand final we thought we'd have at the start of the year. No. However, we've got a grand final, which has been great.
Yeah.
It's not where we thought it was going to be or when we thought it was going to be at the start of the year. There's a lot of things that didn't quite turn out according to plan.
Yeah, both teams obviously coming off wins in a preliminary final. You're in form. You're confident. Yeah, it should be a game for the ages.
And wouldn't it be nice to see Geelong win and Gary Ablett finish his legendary career with a grand final win?
That is the romance and the magic of the game. And I think a lot of people, you know, I rate Patrick Dangerfield a great player.
Mm.
It'd be nice to see him get one.
Mm.
And what about Dustin Martin versus Patrick Dangerfield?
Yeah.
We had a bounce at the opening. How about all the commentators? They're going to be drooling, aren't they? Salivating as the two champs go against each other. And I hope it happens. It'll be great for the game.
Definitely.
A lot of firsts in there. I mean, you know, is this the first non-Victorian grand final, surely? I mean, unless...
Yeah, it is.
It's the first under lights.
First on the lights, yes. Absolutely.
Lots of things for us to... And we'll actually just notice the fact that it's also happening on Cox Plate Day. So, you know, there's quite a bit of sport going on the particular day.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's one of those, you know, touch wood that we... Our Earth that we all live in gets back to some normality. Hopefully a vaccine's found and, you know, we can actually put this little COVID bug away. But right now, it's great to have a grand final. Look, it's great for Queensland, I guess, to be exposed in that regard. And I'll be there. I'll be there and I'll present the winning medal, the Jock McCall medal to the winning coach. So I'm looking forward to hopping on a plane and getting up there.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Right. Nice work. Well, we'll look out for you.
Mm.
So Geelong for the fairy tale, but are you thinking it's going to be a Tigers win?
No, can I tell you this? I've picked Richmond all year, as you guys would know.
Ooh, yeah.
Can I just say here, last weekend here, my football club in Adelaide, Woodville West Home, last won a premiership in 2011. They won last weekend and beat the local team, North Adelaide.
Oh.
Of course, Geelong last won the premiership in 2011 and have played in the finals ever since, as did Woodville West Home. So,
you think it's an omen?
I am a life member of the Geelong Football Club. I did spend a lovely time there. So I've actually gone the heart way and the fairy tale way.
Okay.
G. Ablett Junior, last one in 2011. What more do you need?
No.
Yeah,
Geelong. I've gone the Cats, and I know Richmond are a great, great team, and you know nothing all surprise. But in a really tight one, the Cats for me. I've got to put my name out there. So it's Geelong.
All right.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
The story
I'm
we're
with
looking
you.
For.
That's what we all want. I think
there's a lot of people going in the same direction with their heart. So let's hope it all comes through for a year. Thank you, Malcolm.
Yes.
Till next time.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Hey, we didn't think we'd be doing it, but we finally got there.
We made
have
it.
A great grand final week.
And you.
You too.
It's time for Nikki and DeMello's Game of the Day. Today's game is...
Your bonus game, people. The bonus game today, once again, is Footy's Famous Voices.
Oh, yeah. It's for your chance to have the ultimate AFL Grand Final Day on Saturday with you and nine of your mates. You get pizzas, you get soft drinks, you get garlic bread, all delivered to your door.
Yep. In fact, that would make the world a pappier place, wouldn't it?
Hey? It would.
Because it's from Pappy's.
From Pappy's Pizzas and Burgers.
You see what I'm saying there? All right. You can use that, Pappy's, if you want to.
For now.
Now, here's the famous footy voice you got to ID.
Okay.
Listen closely. You ready?
Mm-hmm. And now, Roughhead. That was out of bounds.
That was out
of bounds. That was out of bounds. That was out of bounds. As Shields goals.
Oh,
I think it was out of bounds.
Yes, I think someone may well have been objecting to a decision made or not made by an ump there. So 9581597 3, a topical one. It's a famous footy commentator, but topical. Mm-hmm. We actually mentioned this particular person earlier today.
Okay.
9581597 3. I'll play it again.
And now Roughhead. That was out of bounds. That was out of bounds. And Shields goals.
Like a dog goodness with a bone. Coast FM, hello, who's this?
Sandra.
Sandra, have you won with us in the last 60 days?
No, I haven't.
All right. That's a good start. Where are you calling from?
Dawesville.
Sandra from Dawesville. I'll give you a correct answer on that one too.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, okay. Now, she gets a ding for that.
Yep. Question is, can you identify that distinct sound?
The annoying BT.
Why is he annoying? Why are you...
Oh, it's just frustrating.
Well...
She's not a fan.
Like in that instance there, no, he's a dog with a bone. He's not letting it go.
I mean, he did repeat himself.
Oh, found! And look, yes. Sandra. Yeah!
Congrats, it is the annoying BT. And you are now in the draw for the Ultimate Pappy's Grand Final Day with pizzas, soft drinks, garlic breads. It's amazing. They have their own homemade dough, by the way, and special base sauce, fresh toppings. So you and nine of your mates could be having the best day ever, thanks to Pappy's Pizzas and Burgers.
You could be having the pappiest grand final ever. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
There we go, Sandra. Hang in there. We'll grab your details. She liked it. We'll make this all official. And, of course, you can, if you want to, you can get them to come and cater your grand final do or whatever.
Yeah.
You'll find them on a new store on the foreshore.
Yep. Just give them a call, 1-800-PAPPIES.
And it's congratulations to a fine little event. Now, this was a Perth Festival event that was done. You might remember the whole Highway to Hell.
Yeah.
They shut down a bit of Canning Highway.
Yep. Well, it has just been judged the best cultural arts or music event at the 2020 Australian Event Awards.
Wow, so it's even better when it comes to promoting stuff than a quokka selfie. Is that what you're saying?
Apparently, yeah. So they won the award last night. Of course, the event marked the 40th anniversary of the burial of Fremantle Rays AC/DC frontman Bon Scott. Mm-hmm. It saw more than 140,000 people turn up to Canning Highway, where they shut off the whole highway for the world's longest stage. So local cover bands played non-stop along the highway. It was awesome.
Now, I saw our premier ringing a bell.
Ding, ding.
You know, doing the whole Hell's Bells kind of thing.
Yep.
And a whole lot of police bagpipe action going on. And just something that unites everybody. So I think an absolutely fair win just there.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm trying to think, in fact, of any other kind of iconic event like that sort of
there's
promoted Australian music.
On that kind of scale. No. It's amazing. So well done to the organisers and Perth in general for getting behind it and making the Highway to Hell event an award winner.
Another winner for the West Aussies. 97.3,
Coast FM. The Coast
Feed. And with today's entertainment news that won't shrink in the dryer, Nikki Parkinson.
Thanks. Fast and Furious will end after 11 films.
Oh, wow. It's coming.
Yep. I mean, you've got years to prepare for it, though, with F9 due out next year, F10 the year after. So you've got at least 3 years until the last movie is released. So plenty of time to prepare yourself. That doesn't mean that's the last you'll see of the characters either, with spin-offs already in the works.
Right. So there'll be probably a TV show and an animated series, and quite likely there'll be like an alternative universe world kind of movie series.
Yeah, well, there was Hobbs and Shaw that was already, so, you know, you won't miss them. Miley Cyrus says she's working on a Metallica cover album.
Wow.
Yeah, she's covered Metallica before, performing Nothing Else Matters at Glastonbury last year with Metallica drummer Lars Ulrich calling her performances next level. This is it. So close. So good.
Voice is perfect for that.
I know. It's perfect for everything. She just you can't fault her.
Can't get enough of this lady.
Julia Roberts' thigh-high patent leather boots from Pretty Woman are set to go under the hammer in December. Tom Cruise's Top Gun bomber jacket will also be up for auction, along with 900 other items from over 350 films and TV shows. Other
Some
items.
Some of them not made of cow.
Yes. Don't believe this one is. Other items include Obi-Wan Kenobi's hero lightsaber from Star Wars.
Ooh.
Brad Pitt's leather jacket from Fight Club.
Okay, there's more.
Captain Jack Sparrow's hat from Pirates of the Caribbean. And the helmet worn by Tom Hanks in Saving Private Ryan.
He's going to make a fortune.
I know. The auction will be online from December through Prop Store Entertainment Memorabilia Live. And Billie Eilish's brother Phineas has released a song. This one is called Can't Wait to Be Dead, and it's about his hatred of the internet.
Okay. Nobody's coming to save me. Nobody knows any better anyway. I think we're thinking the same thing. If this is how it ends, I wasn't listening. Okay.
Mm.
Not as terrifying as the name sounds
no,
like it's going to be.
Not as morbid at all. No. So, yeah, that's Billie Eilish's brother Phineas.
Sounds all right, actually.
Nikki and Tamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.